Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Basket. Final 3 seconds of the half. Neesmith gets a clean look at it, and he hits it. Why not? The Indiana Pacers put up an 80 spot on the Cavs in this first half.
Boy, the Cavs had themselves a heck of a season and a first round.
Tough ending, though. It's not over yet.
Not looking good. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. NHL playoffs back to it tonight. Leafs had a 2-0 lead. That series is 2-2. Tonight, Washington, Carolina. The Canes are up 2-1. Edmonton, Vegas. Edmonton up 2-1. So we'll get a call in here, and I have a potential, maybe conspiracy is not the right way to say it, but let's just say people are starting to connect some dots on a retirement, a tank, and a future college prospect for the NFL. That in a moment. Rob in Toronto. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
So with the schedule being released, obviously excited. I think other than the division games, we're blessed with Baltimore, Cincy, KC, and Philly all at home this year.
All at home, yep. Hello. And Tampa's no slouch either. So,
No. Yep. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. Great season to be a season ticket holder. With regards to the away games, I think, Jeremy, you've been to both stadiums. I'm eyeing up either Pittsburgh or Cleveland. Who wants to go to Carolina? Thank you very much. But nevertheless, you've been to both, I believe. Now, granted, weather would be an issue, but of the two, which one would you be eyeing up?
Thanks, Rob. I've not been to Pittsburgh. My wife has been to Pittsburgh. She went for the Sunday night game, Tyler Croft, with the Bills clinch a playoff
Sunday
spot.
Sunday night football.
Clinch a division. Yeah, Sunday night football. Mm-hmm. I've not been to Heinz Field or whatever, Acrisure Stadium now. I've been to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Which, sure.
In the snow, you were at
Cleveland, in the snow. Right? Yeah, I've been to Cleveland twice.
I mean, Pittsburgh to me would be the one I would be much more interested if I were going to an away game this year.
I mean, the one I'd be interested
I feel like
in.
There will be a million Bills fans in Carolina, but I don't also like that's more just because of transplants and it's easy to get to. More
I just want to I want to send this out to the universe because in an effort to always golf as much as possible, the best road trip this year is Carolina because let's go play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's it's Carolina in week six. Mm-hmm. Okay. A Sunday.
You want to drive an hour and a half to Pinehurst before going to Bills and Panthers?
Let's really make it a complete golf trip. Hey, NFL. Bryce Young looks like a real rising star. Bills, Panthers, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get an 18 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then go to the game. We'll play on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go to the game, fly home Monday.
Why not Monday night?
All right, Monday
night.
You
got to take an extra day.
We'll play
work,
on
but...
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the morning.
Monday's all about the game. Well, over Monday, right. In the morning, you can play Monday.
Morning round at 18. I'm getting in 72 holes.
And then you're going to Bills
and then
Panthers.
Going to Bills Panthers on Monday Night Football. You tell me Ireland is a great idea. I'm telling you. Carolina with 72 holes sounds like a better idea to me. Then again, Ireland, you could also play golf if it happens.
You could definitely play golf in Ireland, and that would be a lot more unique, I would say.
Maybe.
I can get my golf in Ireland.
I have played golf in Ireland once.
Man, I wish so bad that was going to happen. I really hope this Minnesota report isn't true. Bills would be like the only option if it's not Minnesota.
You could just go see Vikings Steelers in Ireland.
I mean, what are you kidding me?
You could do it. 803-0550. All right, so connecting the dots to a retirement, a tank, and a college quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this at CBS Sports. Didn't even have to click on the link. I'm already convinced.
Okay.
Don't even have to click on it. So Derek Carr retires.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do the Saints have?
By the way, they save money this year by that happening.
I'm sure they'll spend it.
And next year. Like, they've been in cap jail, and this retirement does kind of help that.
Okay. So.
Right. It's too late to spend it.
The quarterback competition is Spencer Rattler, Jake Haener, and Tyler Shuck.
Right. Second round rookie out of Louisville.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Mr. Shuck. You're in a division that has now three teams. They're probably last in their division, right?
I mean, yes.
Atlanta is respectable, and Tampa's good. And Carolina
was on the way up at the end
last
year. Right?
Bryce Young's second half of the season was legitimately good.
Yep.
Okay. The Saints. What was the stat we had on them? They haven't drafted a quarterback in 50 years.
Oh, they have not in the first round.
Yeah.
Right?
This was a year people thought they might, and they didn't.
Actually, the last time they drafted a quarterback in round one was Archie Manning in 1971.
Who?
Archie Manning, I believe.
Oh, interesting. Because at CBS Sports, the headline is, could New Orleans lure Arch Manning to the draft? So
they've drafted a punter in round one more recently than they've drafted a quarterback.
That's a stat of the day for you. So here are the Saints. Hey, let's Derek Carr's retiring. We don't have to, have him throw for 3,800 yards and 26 touchdowns like he probably would have done. Instead, we will go to the bottom and we'll get Arch Manning. We'll convince him to come out.
Archie will convince him to come out.
Yeah.
His grandfather.
Yes.
Will convince him to come out.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And they're going to be terrible. The roster, even if they had Derek Carr, they were probably going to be terrible.
Listen,
right?
If he doesn't come out, one of the other top quarterbacks is coming out next year is LSU.
Yeah.
Like, hey, New Orleans, it is right here for you. Just sink like a stone. You've got rookie quarterback. You've got nobodies at quarterback. Sink like a stone, draft a quarterback for the first time in 50 years and call it a day.
The coach is Kellen Moore?
Yep.
Okay, year one, you can get away with that if you're in year one. Like, it's different than...
And then hand-pick your quarterback.
Yeah, exactly, right. Versus if somebody was coming in like, year three and had to win, it might feel very different. Like, if they had... If Dennis Allen was still the coach and hadn't been fired, like, you might think they would be getting into the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, right?
Yeah.
But they're not mentioned for that, because what would be the point?
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're going to sign Aaron Rodgers and do what? Win 7 games instead of 5? Or instead of 3? So with that being said, I mean, Chuck is probably their quarterback when they play the Bills. Wouldn't he be the favorite?
Yeah, I think so.
So, Bills be favored by a lot in that
game.
Oh,
my. What's the line in the Bills-Saints game? Is it 16?
Is it 20? Could it get to 20? It might be possible. They would want to do that even just for the marketing potential of it. And NFL too, like you get the guaranteed pick. You finish last, it's your pick. You don't have to win a lottery. So if I were them, that's exactly what I would be banging the drum for. Yeah. I can't believe they even picked a quarterback in round one since 1971. That should be illegal. You should have to do it at least once in a while.
803-0550.
Guarantee schedule. That game will be 1 o'clock Sunday, by the way, this year.
Bill Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably should be.
Gotta be 1 o'clock.
Listen, I still think we're going to find out about Christmas today.
Today?
I think Amazon's not going to roll out and be like, oh, yeah, week 3, we're doing the Vikings. They're gonna tell you their biggest game they've got. And isn't that Christmas night?
Amazon's biggest game, is it that or the Black Friday game?
Okay. The other thing about Amazon that might throw a wrench in this is, all right, let me take the other side of it for a moment. Do they instead want to tell you an awesome game they have early in the year? Because the idea is, like, you get Amazon Prime early. Don't miss some of the best games of the year. Get it now.
Yeah, here's our week 2 Thursday night opener.
Right. If I tell you there's a game on Christmas, you're like, congrats, thanks, great, it's May. Like, I'm not going to worry about that right now.
Right.
Depends what you're trying to sell. I'm no ad wizard here. I don't know.
Didn't they announce last year, or was this the year before, they told us what their week 2 opener was? It was Chargers and Chiefs.
That was like two.
That was maybe when they first got the
that's
NFL.
Right. I think that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, so that might be a little different. It's like, hey, this is our first game ever. Michaels and the whole shebang. Here's Fitz on our whatever. So I guess that could be a little bit different. I don't remember what they would have announced last year. But right, this year is the odd year where they get the Thursday night game because on Christmas, just because it happens to fall on Christmas, a Thursday. So the Bills will get a Thursday game.
Oh, for sure.
Somewhere along the way. What's their most Thursday football gamey year of the on the schedule?
But not like the Christmas Thursday, but like a regular Thursday?
No, like a regular Thursday. What's their most Thursday night football-y game of the year?
At the Jets. Yes.
Okay.
I like the question. What's the most Thursday game?
Yeah, I was thinking home Tampa, but I might just be doing that because they played Tampa at home on Thursday night 2 years ago, didn't they?
Yes.
I was there. It was a night game. I think it was
that's
Thursday.
The, yes, that's...
They opened the, everyone had been yelling about them running the ball all the time, and they opened with like 12 passes in
a
row.
That game, they let Allen run because he hadn't run in like weeks.
Right.
And Allen ran for a first down.
Dorsey was getting heat.
Yep.
And that's maybe his second to last game.
Is that the game after? No, it's not the game after the Jags game. Maybe right before the Jags game.
No, it was before the Denver game, I think.
Okay.
What I remember, it was a little later in the year. And Tampa almost comes back. And remember the Hail Mary, Godwin didn't see it. But if he had, he probably would have caught it.
Yeah.
So they got in trouble late in that game.
I'm fine in that game. Bills Thursday. Bucks, 24-18. Yeah, they win a close one.
And it was a Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was right after they'd lost to... Yeah, okay. You're right. They lost to the Jaguars. They beat the Giants 14-9. Then they lose to the Patriots. Then they beat the Bucks.
That was a tough stretch.
Lose to Bengals. Lose to the Broncos. Dorsey fired.
Is that not easily the toughest month they've had with Allen as their quarterback?
Yes.
Like in the Allen is great era.
Well, to that point,
that's the worst month they've had.
Listen, you wouldn't expect this to happen with Joe Brady. That stretch happened immediately after they had gone 38-10, 37-3, 48-20. Beat the Dolphins.
Right, 48 against
the
Dolphins.
They were dismantling teams and then went to a stretch of 5 weeks later, your offensive coordinator is out.
Right.
803-0550 to join us if you'd like to.
Is Bill Saints Thursday? Saints aren't good enough. Right?
Yeah.
You like the Jets. I like Tampa, again. A Thursday night game against Tampa at home.
Finding our schedule here. I did get a text about some North Carolina golf. I'll share that with you in the break.
Ooh.
Listen, Bills, Panthers, Monday Night Football. Let's have it. It's just a dream weekend.
It's a Bills fan golf vacation.
Oh, it's a dream come true.
And I guarantee that stadium will be 50% Bills.
Could
fans.
That not be a Monday night game? Monday night is, you know.
That's a good Thursday game. If you want to do a golf trip, how does Thursday work for that? That's not great.
Then you go to golf. You go to the game on Thursday and then you golf Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then come home.
So you start the weekend. The week with the Bills, obviously. Yeah.
Always trying to golf as much as possible. That's pretty much how it works. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.